Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It's the Island Vibes Morning Show. The time is 8:52. Y'all thought I was going to close out this 8 o'clock hour without one more surprise. You're wrong. I got two lovely gentlemen in studio with me this morning. Good morning. Introduce yourselves.
Good morning.
Yes.
It's Carnival Weekend.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Christmas.
If you haven't figured out that voice already, it's Mr. Brent McLean. Who else do we have here in studio?
And come on. Of course, it's yours truly, Festa.
We're
getting ready
Festa.
For Carnival. Carnival is here.
It is finally here. How are you gentlemen feeling about that?
Exhausted.
Oh my goodness.
Tired,
I can imagine, but excited nonetheless.
Yeah, you know, it's like we keep saying, it's great that during the pandemic and COVID and everything that's going on, that we've been allowed to have a carnival.
Right.
We have to say big up to, at this stage of the game, we're going to have to big up the whole Cayman Islands. We have to big up all of the revelers. We also have to big up the government that we have worked alongside to make sure that we could do this carnival.
Big up for ourselves.
Yeah, things are a little bit different than you would have a normal carnival.
Naturally.
But then again, everything in the world is different with regards to COVID anyway.
Uh-huh.
So why would it be any different? So, you know, we're at a stage that it's a little bit, there's some inconvenience with regards to what we would normally know.
Uh-huh.
And revelers, we just want to speak to them directly today, especially this morning, say, yeah, there's some little bit difference that what we would normally do, but
yeah.
We're going to get through it.
So go ahead and let us know, or let the revelers know what they need to know for this here carnival.
Okay, I'm going to let Festa do that.
All right, Festa, talk to us nice.
Well, tomorrow morning, the biggest difference that Brent is talking about is the verification process tomorrow morning. So for all of the participants, mask readers, DJs, marshals, everyone, bartenders, there's a verification process with HSA tomorrow. Now, what we're suggesting is, in order for ease of recognition, is to wear your wristband. Put your wristband on in morning.
Yeah, so before you come on the road.
We can say, yes, that person is definitely with Calabra in order for you, your vaccination card to be verified. Now, also with the verification process that is being done by HSA, remember, don't just bring any ID. Bring the ID that you got vaccinated with.
So your vaccination card, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Bring that card. Listen, if you don't remember anything else, please remember your vaccination cards, all right?
Yes, definitely, because you can't participate.
Without that
okay, HSA
then.
Wristband.
So, all right. And what about the wristbands? Where can they collect those wristbands?
So those wristbands are at that verification process.
Okay, good.
It's a three-step process, just to let people know. It's a three-step process where they come through KMAS or Tent first for us to say, yes, they are a participant of KMAS. So if you're not by a costume or you're not by a package, don't come try to get a wristband tomorrow.
Definitely.
And also, the second step is just showing, very quickly, just showing your vaccination card, your ID, going right through, and then getting your wristband, and you're good to go.
Yes. So with things being so different for this year with COVID, how many participants do we have in the carnival?
5,000. Joke.
Was this about RCOPS?
joke. Well, it's so funny that you have asked that. Well, we have a total, including staff, somewhere around 1,300 to 1,500 participants.
Wow.
But what we're doing in order for everyone to be able to experience carnival, we've split the parade into two. There's a 10 to 15 minute gap in between the two. So neither group will be over 1,000 people. And it's the same thing for the vaccination cards, where Group A is 7:30 to 9:30, which is Fat for a Cause, Calabra, Party Animals, Asylum Mass, and Fantasy Mass.
Okay.
And for Group B, your time slot is 9:30 to 11:30.
Yeah.
And that is Liquid Ice, Monster Winers, and of course, Swankin'.
Okay. Oh. All right. It sounds really good. It sounds exciting. Is there any other details that people should know? What about the spectators?
Yeah, in fact, like I was saying earlier, I'm confident that we're going to be safe and everybody's going to be fine. The Cayman Islands is always is a very disciplined society. I go a lot of places and I see things going back and forth and up and down. Cayman people, we just kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
So we will be
cool, calm, and collected.
We'll be fine. So therefore, the public, we're inviting all the spectators to come out and watch the carnival, but also remember when you come out that the revelers on the road will not interact with the spectators.
Very
right?
important
that's,
note.
So that's a very important note. So therefore, you still have to be 6 feet. They have to be 6 feet away from
social
us.
Distancing.
Right? Social distances. So come out and let's do it right. Because remember now, you know, if you dare go touch somebody,
hey.
It's $10,000 and up to 2 years in prison. So please don't do that.
Don't, for the love of carnival, all your please social distance.
Please social distance. I don't have that kind of money, and I know any spectator or any reveler don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, you just spent all your money on the costumes and the effects and stuff. You can't afford to find $10,000 out of the rabbit magic hat.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yes. So, anything else before we go? Because we gotta wrap.
Yeah, real quick, for the after parade, Swanky Aftermath and Soak Monarch.
Mm-hmm.
So excited about Soak Monarch with four amazing.
I know, we have them here. We love all the songs.
And thank you all so much for playing Island FM.
Of course, that's what we're here for.
But traditionally, Swanky Aftermath is at Public Beach, where we have 4,000 or 5,000 people. Because of the restrictions with the numbers, we decided to trim it down to Coral Beach.
Rightfully so.
Aftermath will be at Coral Beach, and Soak Monarch will also be taking place at Coral Beach, starting at 7 p.m. If you want to come out and support your local superstars, not just local artists, local superstars.
Thank you. Come on, man.
Make sure you get your ticket. Get your ticket in
today. ASAP. Yes. Today's Friday, tomorrow Saturday.
Yes, on Event Pro, you can get tickets for all of the events.
Look at that.
For the weekend.
Shout out to Event Pro for that one.
Totally.
Making it easy, making the process easy.
So make sure you visit eventpro.ky to get your tickets for Soak Monarch, for Aftermath. Flaunt is tonight at Coral Beach as well. And of course, Sunday, everybody heading down to Starfish Point.
Rightfully so. It couldn't go no other way.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so, so much for coming in and talking in with us. We're so excited to be on the road with y'all. Big ups to K-Mass. Big ups to all the revelers. Looking forward to see y'all in your beautiful costumes.
Big up Island FM and Compass Media.
Big up for yourself. We're going to leave you with a familiar voice here. This is Just a Walk Up and Nothing More by Mr. Brent McLean.
Oh,
big up on yourself, gentlemen.
Waistline. We don't waste time. Just to walk up. 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 Today I go and walk up. 3, 4, 5, it's nonstop. No one can stop me. Posse's on the big truck, all the drinks raise up. No one can stop me now. I'm gonna put my hands up, I'm gonna throw my rags up. These soca vibes in the air. I'm gonna raise my flags up and find a lady to walk. And walk she like I don't care. Just to walk up, just to walk up, just to walk up. Just to walk up, just to walk up, just to walk up.